It's a great day to be in the Bomber Nation. This is Principal Jacob Jenkins, and I'm here with Dean of Students, Mr. Paul Rudolph, and you are listening to the Bomber Buzz. This is our weekly podcast right here out of Berthold Public School. Today, we've got a real great episode. We got two seniors that we're going to talk with today, but we're going to kick it off with spring events, and our calendar is pretty full.
This week it gets busy, or this next week it gets busy. There's no doubt about that. We roll right into it on Monday, April 8th, is the home opener for the baseball team. They play South Prairie at 4 p.m. over here at the Berthold Ball Field. The girls' softball heads to Tioga, and they play a 4:30 game over in Tioga. On the 9th of April, the girls' softball is at home, over in Burlington. They take on Newtown. The 4th, 5th, and 6th grade boys' basketball team will take on Velva in the old gym at 4 p.m. The FFA banquet is Tuesday night at 5:30, and our varsity track team heads to Watford City on Tuesday the 9th. The 10th, we have our early out. April 11th, Thursday, the girls' softball heads up to Divide County for a 4:30 game. The 4th, 5th, and 6th grade basketball team heads up to Mohall for a 4 o'clock game. And the baseball team has their region home opener. They play Kenmore Bowbells at 4 p.m. here at the Berthold Ballpark. Friday, there's a little bit of a reprieve, and then Saturday, we roll back into 4th, 5th, and 6th grade basketball tournament here in town. We've got 8 5th grade teams coming to town and 9 6th grade teams coming to town. So that is the week in a nutshell.
Just a few things.
There is a handful of things taken on this week. That is, yeah, we're going to roll into it now.
That's right. Well, we got a lot of opportunities. Come out and support your Bomber Nation. So many different fun activities and things going on. So lots of ways to keep involved. Well, we have a packed episode here. Coming up, we're going to kick off our senior spotlights with Maya Nesham. We're back on the Bomber Buzz. We are here with our first of two senior spotlights for this episode. With us right now is Maya Nesham. Maya, welcome to the Bomber Buzz.
Maya, great to have you. Tell us a little bit about your family.
Well, I am the third child. I have two older sisters and a younger brother. So grew up with lots of sibling love. I've lived in Berthold for my whole life, so I've gone to school here, grown up. I'm 18 years old, and yeah, well, that's really it.
Cool. So not quite the middle child, more on the bottom half of that, huh?
Towards the younger
end. You guys got a favorite family activity that the Neshams really enjoy?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. We just enjoy spending time together, really.
Well, good.
My parents are usually busy in the fall and spring, so we try to spend as much time as we can together, whether that's family dinners or going out together. And it's gotten a little harder as we've all gotten older, but it is just also nice to take the time and spend time together.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. Okay, well, since you do spend some time with your folks, we want to know what your folks have told you about what you were like as a child.
Oh, gosh. Well, I was told that I was very energetic. And I would always just want to play outside, but not just outside, in mud. So I was always kind of a mess, and I don't know how my older sisters would wrangle me together, but I was just kind of all over the place when I was younger.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you changed since then?
Yeah, I would definitely say I kind of did a full 180. I'm definitely more mellowed out.
You're not into the mud anymore?
No. Not really. I'm more shy than I was as a kid.
Really?
I had to be on a leash when I was a kid. Yeah. Like an actual leash. When we would go, like we went to Disney World one year and my parents had a leash for me. So I wouldn't run away.
You got the wrist leash?
No, it was like a backpack.
Okay,
and
gotcha.
Then it had a leash on the back. So
kept you from just zipping off all
exactly,
over the place.
Exactly, yeah. Don't need that now.
I'd love to see some videos on that. Huh? So you've been going to school, Berthold School, your whole career. Mm-hmm. Has it helped shape you as a person? How has it helped shape you as a person?
I would say it's just given me a lot of perspective on how things are. I mean, I've grown up with the same kids my whole life pretty much, and it's just nice to have a smaller class, and it's kind of like a little, like we're like a little family, and it's just, I'm really grateful for having that here.
Yeah, without a doubt. Mm-hmm. What's the most important lesson you think you've learned in your school years?
Gosh, the most important lesson that I have learned here is just to make sure that you're there for your peers and to just remember that your peers are there for you. Because things can get tough sometimes, and I mean, we're all just trying to figure stuff out, especially when we get older, and having somebody there and being there for somebody really helps.
For sure. Kind of that good, tight-knit community.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Happiest moment during your educational career?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. One of my... Okay, it's happy, but it's just also kind of funny. We were in third grade, and it was our first year in the math track meet. So we had Mrs. Hall, and we would get out a bunch of old practice tests to practice for the math track meet. And it was me, Sam, Gunner, Caleb, and another girl who moved away. But so we practiced this one practice test like every day. We were really trying super hard with practicing. So anyways, comes around the math track meet. We get the test, and it's the same one that we had practiced with.
The exact
same test. Because they recycle them from years past, and we just happened to pick the one that they gave. And so I remember I looked at the test, and I was like, we've done this before. And I looked up at Mrs. Hall, and she just winked at us. And so we ended up, we won, obviously. No. We won the competition for the third grade, and then we were like top four individually. So
really?
I just think that's kind of funny.
That is.
Said anything because we wanted to win. So.
Sounds like you studied the right things.
We did.
That's it.
Oh, that is pretty good. How about tell us about it? Now let's switch gears. Tell us about a time that you failed at something and what did you learn from that experience?
Oh, gosh. Well, I think we were all kind of in the same boat last semester for English class. It was a struggle. You know about that.
That was a grind.
Yeah, we came in probably almost every week towards the end there, but it was just extremely hard for all of us. And I just say that we all faced some adversity, and we worked together towards the end there, and we just had to fight through it, even though it was difficult. It was a new experience, and then having the professor, it was just hard to... It was just new, and... I just don't think that any of us could really grasp it, and our teacher didn't help us too much. Not that he's not a good teacher, it just was very difficult for us to understand.
Right.
Yeah, I think you did a really good job persevering, though. You did the things you have to do, which is you advocated for yourself, mm-hmm. you found help where you could find it, and then you just pushed through. I mean, you did what you had to do. Nose to the grindstone.
Exactly. Yeah.
And there's a lot of lesson we can take from that.
Yes, you know, for sure. Definitely.
Where it's just like, sometimes things are hard. Some people we don't really care for. We don't really get along with.
No.
But you push through.
Yeah.
You make it.
It is interesting because I think we've had four of you on the buzz so far. And I think all four of you have mentioned that moment.
Really? Well, yeah.
In some degree, in some fashion, right? Just they've all.
And the truth is, in that struggle, your writing improved.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm with you, I didn't necessarily care for that professor either. But you did improve and you did grow, but mm-hmm. that's because you chose to.
Yeah.
And there's something to be said about that.
Without question. Okay, we'll change gears again now. What are you most proud of in your career?
I feel like I can pride myself in saying that I've been a leader in the classroom and also throughout extracurriculars. I just feel like I've kind of taken on some of the younger girls and just mm-hmm. tried to instill some motivation and culture in them. And I just feel like I can say I've done a successful job.
Good.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Good. How about what motivates you?
To be honest, it's the standards I've set for myself, and not that I'm scared to fail, but I just don't want to let myself down and go below those standards, so I just always try to go above and beyond them.
Awesome. So a little more intrinsically motivated. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. How about being remembered by your teachers and your classmates? How do you want to be remembered?
Well, from my teachers, I would just like to be remembered as somebody that worked hard and tried my best on anything that they pushed my way. And for my classmates, I hope I'm remembered as somebody that they could come to for help and just somebody to talk to.
Great. Yeah. What advice would you give? This is twofold. I'd change this one up a little bit.
Okay.
If we have you walk down to the sixth graders, moving up into the junior high next year, switching wings, mm-hmm. What would you tell them? What advice would you give them?
I would just tell them to have confidence in themselves and to be nice to one another. That's it.
Yeah.
Because that's honestly the most important thing that you can do in life.
Without a doubt. Yeah, so I agree. Good advice. How about for down there? Like, let's go 8th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade, moving up into the, you know, kind of moving into the high school now more, not just tucked down in that one wing. You got any advice for them? Or maybe even a junior becoming a senior. You got any advice for them?
Just to keep your drive going. You're so close with being finished to high school and you're starting mm-hmm. your new life. So just stay driven to complete that and don't ever just give up and think that good enough is good enough.
Yeah, good.
That's great advice.
Yeah, without a doubt. How about last one, or maybe the last
maybe.
One? Maybe. Future plans?
Well, I'm going to be traveling to Fargo to pursue my education.
Okay, what are we going into?
Right now, pharmacy. Mm. I'm just very intrigued by all that.
Okay.
So that's what I'm towards right now. But if I get there and decide that that's not for me, something in the medical field.
Something in the medical field.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, there's a lot to choose from.
Yeah.
So pharmacy is a great place to start for sure.
Cool. Pharmacy. See, mm-hmm. I didn't know that. That's awesome. Anything else that you can give us for the betterment of the cause?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No, nothing? Like, yeah. you can't sing us a little tune or give us that one hidden talent anymore before we close shop?
No.
Mr. Jenkins, anything for Maya?
Yeah.
No, not Maya. We appreciate that you came on the Bomber Buzz. Stay tuned because coming up here in a few seconds, we've got our second senior spotlight. It is Evelyn LeBrun.
Thank you.
We're back on the Bomber Buzz, and we have our second senior spotlight of the day. With us right now is Evelyn LeBrun. Evelyn, welcome to the Bomber Buzz.
Hi.
Are you ready to roll, Evelyn?
I am ready to roll.
Awesome. Well, let's get started. How about you tell us a little bit about your family?
My family? Okay. Well, I am the second child. I have an older sister who is a sophomore at NDSU. A younger sister who's an 8th grader, and a younger brother who is a 6th grader.
Okay. You guys have any favorite family activities that you enjoy?
Not like set activities, but my siblings and I always end up playing Clue on snow days.
Clue on snow days.
Mm-hmm. That's a fun one.
Okay.
I almost always lose.
Almost always lose? Is Isaac generally the winner?
Normally it's mom.
Okay, mom wins.
But if we get dad to play with us, then dad wins.
Okay.
9 times out of 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how about, since we're talking about mom and dad briefly, what have they told you? Like, what kind of child were you growing up?
I was definitely a very talkative little kid. I never really stopped. Just talk. I had a really big imagination, too. I read a lot of books, so I kind of fueled the energy. But I lived in my own little bubble.
Did you?
Yeah, I did whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you still a big reader?
I am still a big reader.
This is off topic, but what are some of your favorite books then, or series?
My favorite series is definitely the Narnia books by C.S. Lewis.
Those are one of my favorites.
Those ones are my favorites. And I don't know. Kind of, I don't think I have a favorite. It's too many, too hard to decide.
I understand.
Good for you. Good for you. Well, we're talking. Have you changed any other way from a child? Obviously, you're still a reader. You said you were talkative and in your own little bubble and world. Or have you changed at all since then?
I feel like I'm a little bit less in my own little bubble. Mm-hmm. Definitely understand other people a little bit more. Maybe a little more selfless than I was when I was a little kid.
Gotcha. Okay. How about the Berthold School? Let's talk about that. How long have you been going to the Berthold School?
I moved in sixth grade.
So came here in the sixth grade?
For 7 years.
Okay. Good. Where were you prior to that?
Beulah.
So you've been here since the sixth grade. Well, have we helped shape you as a person?
I definitely think so. I've had some really great teachers over the past few years and a pretty great group of friends, too. So.
Okay. Have you learned any, like, big-time lessons from that?
I feel like just empathy a little bit. Because, you know, when you're a kid, you don't really understand that other people have feelings, too. Mm-hmm. I've definitely learned that a little bit, that I'm not the only person in the world that matters.
So you're saying as a child you used to think you're the only one?
You know.
Yeah, okay. I gotcha.
Being honest.
I think we've all been there.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt, right? Oh, that's good. So empathy and some great teachers, huh? How about the happiest moment you've had at Berthold School?
Well, I do remember my very first day at Berthold. I was scared, so terrified, because, you know, new school, new friends. And I walked out on the playground, and all of the girls of the sixth grade class immediately ran up to me. And Emma goes, "Oh, you must be the new girl." And Delaney turns around and goes to her, "Emma, you cannot be mean." And that just, there was history. Like, we were all
cannot
friends
be mean.
Since
then. You're just introducing yourself, you might be mean.
I don't know. We were.
So it wasn't the first day of school when you came then. It was obviously into your sixth grade year.
It was the very first day of sixth grade.
Oh, it was the so you were here the day one.
Yeah, day okay. one. Gotcha. We moved over the summer.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, is there a moment that you're the most proud of?
I don't know. I think there's a kind of like a sprinkle of moments. Mm-hmm. The moments that you're like, I want to give up. I want to be done. I don't want to be doing this anymore. And you kind of push through it anyway. I've got a lot of those where I was really ready to give up, and I decided I got to keep going, and I did. I kept going.
Good for you. Did you have a story for us on that or a personal anecdote? No?
No.
Just been a lot of them?
There's just been a lot of them.
Okay.
Kind of.
Academically?
Academically, definitely. Had some tough classes as a senior this year. Ones where I was really ready to just be done, but I mean,
we've talked about that with some of the other students that were especially in that English class, and how difficult it was. But you know, like I said to Maya earlier, you as well, like you were like, "Nope, I'm not giving up. I'm going to work at this," and you did. You worked very hard. And, you know, you advocated for yourself. That's something to be proud of. Mm-hmm. That's hard to do when you're facing that kind of opposition where you feel like, you know, the teacher doesn't care, but you cared about you.
Yeah.
And you're like, so that to me, that's a proud moment I have of you, is you were like, nope, I'm doing this.
Yeah. Yep. Good for you. That's right. How about anything else? What motivates you?
I think just, I want to be better. I want to be the best version of myself so that I can help others. Mm-hmm. You know, the saying, you can't fill somebody else's cup if yours is empty kind of thing. Like, I want to be better so that I can be a good example for my siblings, so that I can go out and help the other kids in my class. You know, the other ones who are struggling in the same English class, I want to strive to be good so that I can help other people yeah. be better.
Gotcha.
Good. Well, since we're talking about that,
then how would you like to be remembered by your teachers and your peers from Berthold School?
I want to be remembered as, you know, the kind of person who is really kind, who is always there to help others, who's really understanding, you know, just someone who went out and put other people before themselves.
Mm. Awesome.
Awesome. Well, now I'm going to ask you for advice.
So if you had advice then, if you're, you know, helping them understand, let's say we walk down, let's go to Isaac's class. Let's go sixth grade. What advice would you give them? Here they go. They're going to move from the sixth grade. You know, they're the big guys down there. And now they're moving down to the other end next year.
Little guys. The first step in anything is to start. You can't get anywhere when you think and you think and you think and you think about it. Because thinking doesn't get you as far as acting on it does. So I think that would be my advice, is to actually do something instead of just thinking about doing something.
Yeah, try to get them started. Yeah. How about let's say a sophomore or junior down there, what advice would you give them as they inch closer to the milestone of graduation?
Oh, man. I don't know.
Or an eighth grader. We could give Sophie some advice.
I think definitely try something new. There's been a lot of moments where I was kind of, I don't want to try that. That doesn't seem like something I would enjoy. And then you start and you learn about yourself. Maybe you learn that, oh, I did enjoy it. Or, well, I enjoyed part of it.
Yeah.
And then you can keep going off of that.
Right.
You don't always know yourself as well as you think you do.
No, yeah. That's right. Until there's you try a lot of, something. A lot of truth to that statement, without a doubt.
Okay, I'm going to back up. Is there anything, any hidden talents that we don't know about Evelyn? Like, is there something you could tell us that most of the Berthold School might not know about Evelyn?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think I have any hidden talents, but something about me is that coming to Berthold, I realized that there's a lot of really great teachers here who made a lot of really great memories with their students. And I think that's kind of what led me to decide to go into teaching.
Okay.
Awesome.
Really? Well, that brings me to my next question. What are our future plans?
Well, in the fall, I'm going to attend the University of Mary and major in elementary education.
Elementary ed.
Awesome.
Elementary ed. Good for you. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a profession under attack a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
So it's great to hear. Mm-hmm. And you're inspired by some of the teachers that you've had.
Yeah. I remember Mr. and Mrs. Ross used to be a big part of our church.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And every Sunday when I had Mr. Ross as a teacher, he'd come up and ask about homework on Sunday. And you can't forget about it. And Mrs. Ross, she taught my younger sister. And she would make the funniest videos for when they were quarantined. And we would all just sit and watch them together, even if we weren't in her class, because they were so entertaining. And you can learn and build memories at the same time. And I wanted to be that person who can go out and build a memory with a student and teach them at the same time.
Awesome. That's fantastic. Do you think you'd be more of a kindergarten, first grade, second grade, or are you thinking more like fourth, five, six?
Fourth and fifth. Yep.
So where you think you'd like to most spend your time?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Mr. Jenkins, anything else?
I don't have anything else for you. Is there anything you would like to say to the listeners, Evelyn?
Not that I can think of.
All right. Well, thank you for being on the Bomber Buzz today. Thank you for listening to the Bomber Buzz. Make sure to like and subscribe so that you'll be notified of new episodes. We release new episodes every Friday during the school year. Next week, we'll hear from a few more seniors in our senior spotlights and from a student who is a figure skater. So that's something to look forward to next week. Until then, fly high, Bombers.